You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
I'm joined in studio now by Melanie Cahill. She's a travel counsellor based in Milton Malbay. How are you getting on, Melanie?
Good morning to you. Gabby. How are you?
I'm very good, and thank you very much for joining us. We've invited you in after you were named as the honeymoon specialist for 2018 at the Brides of Limerick Awards, and congratulations on
thank
that.
You very much.
But you've been doing this for a while. I was going to say a long time, but I shouldn't be mean. But a while.
A long time, yes. I started my career in travel when I was 16. I started at a youth training scheme. I went in there from school, and I did day release to college, and I just worked my way through. And as I'm nearing the mid of my life, it's many, many years.
And I won't age it, I promise you. But it's long enough that I can say I imagine you've seen a huge amount of change in the industry.
Absolutely, absolutely. Travel agents were so needed when I first started. There was no internet, there was nothing. You walked in, you had your client in front of you, you booked their tickets, you wrote their tickets. You had to know the ins and outs of everything, fare bases, the whole lot, routes. And now you've got the internet. It's been the biggest, I suppose, competition to us as travel agents. But the problem is the depth of knowledge that a travel agent has opposed to your being behind your computer at home.
So do you think then that if I or anybody else is at home and we book our own holidays, as a lot of us are doing, you know, we'll book our flights,
definitely.
We'll book our place to stay, and we feel like we're doing very well because we've compared it with other places and we think we've got a good deal. Do you think even in that circumstance that there are a lot of people making mistakes, shall we say?
Definitely. People are coming back to travel agents, one, because of the depth of knowledge that we have, but because of the financial protection that we can offer. I'll give you an example. I had clients out in California, and this doesn't happen just in long-haul holidays. It happens in European holidays too. But I had a client in California, and there was the fires there last summer.
There were previous ones as well.
That's
Sorry,
right.
Yeah.
It was back in the summer, and it was their honeymoon, and they were going into Yosemite, and the fires were there. The park was closed. The national park was closed, they couldn't travel. All of the hotels along the coast had increased hugely. They were cashing in on the fact that, you know, all of these clients had to go there. The clients who had booked with us, they had a packaged holiday booked. It was all individually tailored to suit them, but it was a package. And therefore, our duty of care, our bond came into place, and we rebooked them. I was able to notify the client before they even knew about the fires, get them rebooked in, and they were delighted, and so on. Then they've gone on to recommend me to their clients. And that's when you find out that you really need a travel agent. When something goes wrong, you don't expect it to go wrong.
And in that situation, nobody could have foreseen it.
No,
I had incorrectly presumed it was the more recent fires, but there are regular events like that in different parts of the world, and natural disasters or other things as well.
And it's also not in the event of just a natural disaster. It's, you know, personal circumstances. Somebody gets sick and they need to get home for that person. And again, like that, unfortunately, these things happen.
Yeah.
And that's where we come in. The relationships we have with the airlines, you wouldn't have directly if you were just booking yourself. We're a global company. So we are able to, we have the relationships with the airlines, with the hotels, with cruise companies, and we're able to get those clients back to their loved ones when needed to be, or whatever the incident may be, we're able to get in there at very little cost or no cost to the client.
Do you think that that message is ringing true for people? That, as you say, are people going back to travel counsellors and travel agents?
Well, I find I'm getting busier and busier, and I do find that, you know, people are going online and they're looking for their holidays themselves. And then they may come to me and say, look, Melanie, can you do this? And if I can, I will. If I can't, I'll just say, no, look, let me do that. And I'll advise them. I really care about my customers. It's about building relationships with them. I don't want just to book them, you know, and say goodbye. I don't apply to the masses. It's all individual and catered to the individual.
And from a pounds, shillings and pence point of view, you can do that and still be competitive?
Definitely. We are very, very competitive. As I said, we're a global company, and therefore our buying power is huge. So the direct contracts with hotels, direct contracts with airlines, special rates with cruise companies, we really can be competitive.
So with all of that in mind, let's have a bit of fun, because it is a dark morning in early December, and summer feels like a very long way away. But for those of us who are thinking about going away, holidays or honeymoons, what's top of the list for 2019?
I seem to be booking an awful lot of things a bit more long haul than European because the value is there. For instance, a holiday in Lanzarote, a family holiday in Lanzarote, you could get a beautiful, luxurious holiday for the same price in Thailand, which doesn't really seem possible.
How's
but
that?
It's because the airlines don't. The airlines include luggage, which obviously when you're booking a low-cost carrier, you have to pay for your seats, pay for your luggage, etc. Mm. So when you add and equate all of that up, the value you can get, for instance, in Thailand as an example, is huge. There were some amazing offers to the Caribbean, to Mexico, to Dominican Republic. So it really depends what the client is looking for. And that, you know, is very, very much apt. In terms of honeymoons, Sri Lanka is huge this year.
Really?
Huge. People don't want to fly and flop anymore. They don't want to just go somewhere and relax. They want a little bit of adventure, but they want their luxury and they want their
say as much,
at
yeah.
the end. So it's very important to give them a mixture. And that's what my job is to find out what they like and what they dislike, because I tailor it to the client. It's all about them. I don't want them to open a brochure and say, I want that one. I want to tailor it to suit them. But it's still at that very, very competitive price, and that's what's really important, is that the client gets what they want. They get that really personal service. I'm available to them 7 days a week if need be by appointment, and I'm available out of office hours by appointment.
And when you're talking about, say, Sri Lanka or the Dominican Republic, that probably wouldn't be in the top 10 in most people's minds if I was to ask the same question of people of the street in terms of, you know, places they might have been to or places they would consider going to. Is it the client that's driving that and saying they'd like something different, or is it you analysing the market and saying, well, how about this?
It's definitely the client, and it's probably a 50-50. I know the value that's out there. I know where we can get... Once I actually find out what the client's actually looking for and know what they want out of a holiday, South Africa is very big on the wish list as well, along with Thailand, Elephant Hill Safari, as the name suggests, the elephants, and then a beautiful jungle beach. So they're getting a bit of everything, but clients will come to me and they'll say, look, I've got this, I want to do this. And I then take what they're looking for and come up with suggestions.
Is there much going on in terms of maybe the more traditional destinations, the States and Europe?
States is always huge, always. You're never going to get away from that. Route 66 is huge. Combining a city in the States with the Caribbean is very, very big as well. And combining a city stay and a cruise is very, very big. In terms of Europe, yes, a lot of clients still like to cruise around Europe. They still like their luxury. They like to go to the Greek islands. They like to island hop. They like Croatia. But they also like... You know, the family holidays like to one centre holiday. They like to go somewhere with a really good kids club. They like to go somewhere. So it's really having the knowledge to send them to the right
places.
Sure,
yeah. Because that's when you get there. When you get there is the very important thing, obviously, as well. Is there anywhere that's fallen off the map? Or fallen off the agenda or the pecking order?
Well, there are certain places around the globe that have, because of the troubles that have gone on in the world, but we never really sort of dwell on that. It's always trying to find a positive rather than a negative.
Sure.
So, yeah, there are a few places that have dropped off. But
different parts of North Africa, I know, had their troubles in recent years. High profile, and it's, you know, we've seen it in other areas that people have probably just flocked away from it. It's after various terrorist attacks, unfortunately.
That's it. Unfortunately, it's those incidents that really have sort of deterred people going to certain destinations. Now, there are places in North Africa that are coming back slowly, but they are coming back. Cyprus was way off the mark, and now it's come back with a vengeance. It's really, you know, quite big. There is direct flights now from Dublin, unfortunately not Shannon, but, you know, if that's what clients are looking for, that's what's there. So although places are falling off the map, there are so much more to be able to offer.
Genuine question. For the likes of, I'm thinking the Caribbean in particular, you'd probably be routing through Heathrow or the UK?
With the fantastic routes that we have from Shannon, you know, we've got New York as a hub, we've got Philadelphia as a hub.
Okay.
There are Pittsburgh. There's so many places that you can go to.
There's
from
different
Shannon.
Options.
And you're clearing customs, so you don't have any of that. If you go through Heathrow, you've got all of your USA immigration.
I was going to ask if Brexit was having an impact, as I seem to ask absolutely everybody who comes into this studio these days. Because if I'm going through Heathrow, if you're telling me, and I'm not saying that you personally would do this, but if I was looking at a holiday next summer, somewhere lovely that involves going through Heathrow, I'm thinking, what's the customs going to be like over there? Because none of us know, of course, at this
stage.
Well,
that's it. It's unknown territory. So if I can route anyone, I'd be routing them via the States. But Do you know, is it actually going to happen? That's my biggest question.
I've no idea. And look, we're getting into the realms of speculation on that one, obviously. But it's remarkable how... I would imagine it is a consideration for you or for your clients.
I don't actually consider it too much at the moment. What I do consider is the time level of flights and the connection of flights, and I always allow it, because Heathrow is such a vast airport, I always make sure they've got enough time to get from Terminal 2 to Terminal 5 or whatever. So it's really about making sure that, and also letting the client know that they have to clear customs when they reach the US.
A big question is coming in from a couple of people in the texts. When should they look to book the breaks away? When can they get the best value?
The best value really is 10, 11 months before they want to travel. Really want to book as early as possible. I find that because we have rates with our DMCs, which are destination management companies out in the different countries, we can tailor things to suit them. But the flights, the best value on the flights is 10, 11 months beforehand.
And does that follow in for accommodation to a certain extent?
Yeah,
as well?
I mean, some clients have come to me and they may be 16 months in advance, because some will book very, very early and some might book in a month's notice. The ones that book in a month's notice, they do pay a premium. And even
there's no last minute deals then? Because that was the prevalent thinking for a long time. Yeah,
definitely. That was the trend a long time ago, but that hasn't been the case for a long, long time. It's book early, get the deals, get the bargains. Even with the family holidays, the free child places and things like that, they are all available early. They're not available by booking late.
Little Christmas treat if you can do it for yourself.
And, you know, the airlines have, they always have offers in January and February, and people know about those, but they don't ever think that they're available in December, and they are.
Okay, we'll bear that in mind. Very quickly then, finally, Melanie, if people want to get in touch with yourself, what can they do?
They can either find me on the internet, on my travel counsellor's webpage. They can find me on Instagram. They can find me on Facebook, and it's Melanie Cahill, travel counsellor.
Thanks for your time this morning, Melanie.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. Melanie Cahill is a travel counsellor, as you just heard, based in Milton Malbay.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.